that you can receive top-notch information, how to be the smartest buyer, smartest seller. And now we're going to take a look at Barry's world and talk a little bit about lenders. So, you want a new home? Oh, think again, and think again about going with a local lender. You know that's what we always recommend. In the real world of residential home loans, however, whether your next home loan is from a new purchase, a new home for you, or it's your current home's refinancing, right now, we do not have and we do not see nearly enough really good local lenders. But still, go local. In our real estate world of 2018, if you ever get asked from a lender up front a few seemingly basic questions about who you are, like, what is your email? Yeah, I said email. What is your address? Yes, I said your address. What is your phone number? Be careful. Those answers have nothing to do with your qualifications for a lender, but they might have everything to do with something called data mining. Oh, they're not just mining for data. They're mining to find out if you will be a pushover to pay whatever they want to charge you for the loan. You see, they're finding out about you that you're easygoing and a pushover with questions and answers that you give. So don't hesitate saying, I don't give my email out to strangers. I don't give my address out to strangers. I don't give my phone number out. And maybe, worst of all, don't give out your social security number. In Barry's world, there's always a way to find a competent, caring and compassionate, and properly skilled and properly priced home loan lender. And it's easy to find them. Just call us or text us. We might ask you a few very general financial questions, but we'll refer you to a lender who works primarily in the type of loan that you need, who will help you with care and compassion and skill to get your loan interest rate the lowest and to get your loan costs the lowest. Those data miners, those people looking to see if you're a pushover, will charge you typically a much higher rate and a higher cost. So, in Barry's world, we wish that you always select a top service and lowest price lender. The next time you buy a home and or the next time you refinance your homes. Great lenders do exist locally, but so do some of the other type, so be careful. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, very, very good point, Barry. I take it that you've had an experience recently with a national lender that wasn't very pleasant. That's one of the reasons why we strongly recommend always use local lenders so that you can deal with the same person through the whole transaction.
Whoa, there's another concept. I never have time to put it all into the one Barry's world, but what a concept. With going with a local lender that's highly recommended by us or by us, I don't know others that are doing it in the same way we do. We shop lenders all the time, so we know what lenders' top skills are. When a consumer has a certain need, we know what lenders can match best with that need, just like Kathleen does with buyers and sellers. We're able to do that. Larry, I say it for two reasons. Chris, our new assistant, and I have committed that in January 2018, we're going to do shopping of 20 lenders.
Wow.
20 lenders. We're going to do it all in 1 week. We're going to have a script so that every lender hears the same data thing. We're going to express experiences, and we're going to report back right here to the Barry and Larry Show for our listeners up and down the Front Range. We're going to go viral with it, our way of putting it onto the internet, so that we cannot name names of all those sorry lenders, local and otherwise, but we will put the names of the top lenders in our findings. with their permission, of course, from the lenders. So this was a preview. And yes, I had some negative experiences with local lenders this week. Chris was a witness. I had it on speakerphone. Those non-listeners on the other end, I could have had the world listening through K-House 630 talk radio. They don't listen. They were just mining for information. Oh, it was disgusting. Chris said after 12 minutes of going through this, finally given a quote that was 1.5% higher interest rate than the two local lenders that I shopped, and it was like arrogant and rudeness came through on the phone. So even local lenders know how to be, and sometimes are, rude. So the point today is be careful even with local lenders. Check with Barry and Larry first.
And Barry, can you talk about top service and lowest price? What does that really mean to our audience?
Our listeners need to know two things. When you are shopping for a loan, whether it's a refinance or a new loan, you're looking for only two things. There's only two bits of financial information to compare. I'm talking about comparative shopping here, which is what we do. Comparatively shop the interest rate, let's say for a fixed year, 30 years, interest rate, and the hard costs the lender will charge you for the loan. You don't care about taxes. The lender has nothing to do with that. The lender has nothing to do with how much your insurance rate will be. What are the costs that that lender is going to charge you or someone for that loan, and what is the interest rate? So we know that on the lowest price, we're looking for the best interest rate and the lowest hard cost. Larry, these sorry lenders, these rude lenders, some of them local, most of them national, they don't even have closest to the lowest cost. What is top service? Consistency, skill, care, and compassion. I did a bunch of surveys and research last night on Pew Research Reports, and consumers want care and compassion from a lender, and it's defined as being a good listener, concerned about the consumer's financial wherewithal, and asking the consumer questions that are pertinent to help the consumer. I could assure you that asking for email, home address, and phone number are not pertinent to the needs or qualifications of a consumer shopping for a loan.
That's an interesting point, Barry, and I would never have thought of it, but quite, you know, you're right. Why give up personal information of that nature until you're comfortable with the person you're talking with?
Yeah, and what does it have to do with qualifying?
It has nothing to do with qualifying, but it sure does have a lot to do with data mining.
Data mining. Be careful. It happens locally as well as nationally, and of course internationally too. But we're a local show. We're about you. We're about helping you in that loan shopping process. So that's what it's all about. Let's take a look at what's some other things that buyers and sellers need to be doing now, Larry. All of this, the whole show so far, if we summed it up, is about preparation. If you're not buying and selling, your home's not actively on the market right now, get prepared for the spring. And people are saying, should I wait until April? If that's the best month for you as a seller, wait until April. But guess what? People are also asking, when's the market going to turn hot? It's already hot. It's already hot. I mean, the numbers, Larry, there are 6 days of inventory in the Denver market for houses between $200,000 and $250,000. Six days, the lowest all year.
What that means is if nobody puts their house on the market, in 6 days, all the houses for sale will be gone.
Yeah, in the 200 to 250 market. Now, Larry, and I want our listeners to learn from us on the tricks that so many agents and lenders and other people in other lines of work use with data. Now, Larry, follow this data for Colorado Springs. Do you know, Larry, that in Colorado Springs, the price range, $200,000 to $250,000 priced for a detached home, there are 50% more days of inventory in that price range?
Which means a whopping 9 days?
A whopping 9 days of inventory when normal for that price range should be over 100 days. For that price range.
Yeah.
When overall the at normal should be 150 days for Colorado Springs. So be careful. 50%. And maybe that's the headlines. No. The headlines should read, there are very few homes in Colorado Springs. At the rate that buyers are buying homes in Colorado Springs in that price range, 200 to 250, there are 9 days of inventory. If no new homes come on the market in 9 days, what's available will be over. Now, Larry, I just want our listeners to put Denver and the Springs in perspective. We don't have a chance and will not have a chance in 2018 to spend this much time with this. Do you know that in Denver, in the last 7 days, 14 buyers found a home and put it under contract in that price range? Oh. But in Colorado Springs, 64 buyers, because you see, the median price in Colorado Springs is $285. The median price in Denver is $410. So 200 to 250 is half the median price in Denver, and yet it's approaching the median price in the Springs. So we want to keep that in perspective. Work with agents who know data, know how to utilize data, and explain it to you, the consumer, and use it for you, the consumer.
And Barry, the other thing, there's a message here for home buyers. This is a very, very difficult marketplace for you if you're buying below the median price in Colorado Springs or Denver or anywhere in the front range. And so you need to get a really top real estate agent who will prepare you properly so that when you make an offer, it is very likely to be accepted by the seller. It takes skill. It takes experience. It takes caring and wanting to get you there. So please consider Miller Stanley Real Estate. Give us a call. Try us out. 303-888-3788.
But it looks like we will have 5 or 6 boot camps up and down the front range. 3 in Denver are good, and we're working to refine the dates, coordinate it with you in Colorado Springs, and there'll be 2 or 3 boot camps in the next 5-6 months in the Colorado Springs area. What is a boot camp? A boot camp is 3.5 hours for you, your family members, your friends, your work associates, anyone you truly like who does not have a real estate license and is not going to real estate school. The realtors are not welcome at this because we don't have room. We're focused 100% on the consumers there. And the boot camp includes substantive agenda. Full agenda, by the way, be ready to be fully informed on how to be a smart buyer. When you leave there, you know as much as most real estate agents have after 3 years on how to be a smart buyer. Same way on the seller side. An hour is spent on the buyer side. An hour is spent on the seller side. And specifically, as advanced training to be a good buyer and a good seller. And the other hour and a half is getting you ready and information to make you that smartest home buyer, smartest home seller known to the real estate community. And it is affecting the business, Larry, of those consumers in such a positive way. What else do we cover in specifics?
Well, we talked about things like the myths of real estate. And believe me, there are myths.
Well, what is a myth? You love the myths. What's one of the top two myths?
Well, the biggest myth, I think, is that real estate agents will tell you that our fees are 3%. That's it. That's a myth. All fees are negotiable. And quite frankly, 3% in many cases makes no sense at all to you, the consumer. Another one is they say they want a 6-month contract. That's our policy. They make it sound like it's the law. Well, it isn't. The length of the contract is negotiable. Miller Stanley Real Estate never takes a contract over 100 days. You can renew it if the 100 days expires and you're happy with your agent.
Now, there's a concept. There's a business formula. 100 days, maximum contract with termination clauses built in. unilateral clauses where the consumer could vacate it in any time with no notice. That's a consumer advocate position. We are the leaders of the 100-day contract. All consumers should agree forevermore in your home buying and home selling life, you will not have a listing contract of any kind over 100 days. And you know what? That's superior to anything that anybody ever says about contracts. And is there fine print? Yes, there should be some clauses for you to get out even earlier. Is there fine print? Yes, you have to be an honest consumer, but that's it. No gotcha. No gotcha fine print, rather upfront and in all the messy pages of the sorry Colorado contracts. And overall, they're sorry because they're two-thirds messy information that just convolutes and confuses people. I'm convinced that some of the lawyers on that committee do that intentionally so the consumers are confused. And then those same attorneys could say to their realtor friends, see, we're protecting you. We're making your life career easier. Well, bull to those, bull chips to those attorneys and realtors who want life easy. We as realtors are here to serve the consumers and to be a fiduciary for that consumer.
And Barry, you made the point, and I'll reiterate it, that we don't invite real estate agents to our boot camps, but there is a way that real estate agents can come. You can come to work for us. Miller Stanley Real Estate is looking for top-notch real estate agents who truly want to serve consumers. Give us a call. Try us out. Listen to us. Interview with us. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. And find out how the new world of real estate is going to look.
Yes, how it's going to look to you. To you. And if you're with a company, you're in your first year or so, first 6 months, not going real well, you're one of the 95%ers that is not going to succeed and stay in this business. Did you hear that number, Larry? 95% of those who get licensed are not practicing in the field of their endeavor 12 to 15 months after they get that license. That's the reality. That's the way it's been for decades. We accept it as reality. We're not out to change that. We're not out to lower the licensing costs, or we're not out to make the real estate test more pertinent and meaningful for consumers. No, we're not out. We don't have enough lifetimes to do that. We just say, if it's not going too well, give us a call. We will give you counseling. Not that we're the right company. We'll give you counseling and help you find the right company, whether we're it or not. That's a bigger opportunity for you. Now, we can't help you if you're not going into residential real estate other than some guidance in general business terms. That's the Barry and Larry that are with you every week on the Barry and Larry Show. I only have a little bit of time left. Larry has some special words he wants to share with you as we're approaching the end of 2017 and a great beginning of 2018. And yes, real estate investors, get ready, because 2018 has some super, super duper special announcements coming to you via the Barry and Larry Show in early 2018. But I want to take a few seconds to thank all of you, new listeners, longtime listeners, those of you who text me during the week, text me during the shows with your comments and questions. I put as much of it on the air as I can. And that text number is 303-888-3788. Larry, we need to have a powerful and meaningful and active website last year. We haven't gotten that done this year, but I want to thank our listeners for being understanding about our business, but we remain concerned first and foremost with you, the listener, you, the consumer. Thank you from Barry Miller.
And Barry, I would like to pass on that. I'm going to use an Irish proverb, but this comes from my heart and Barry's heart. May the worst days of your future be better than the best days of your past.
That's a one we have to think about, don't we?
That's right. May the worst days of your future be better than the best days of your past. I hope that comes true for every one of our listeners and for the whole world.
We want it that way, Larry. Then the numbers that we spout out have personal meaning. This number that the median price in Denver marketplace for a single detached home, 10% year over year, and that's a December figure. Colorado Springs, 9.3% year over year. These are wonderful numbers. This is a wonderful show because you, the consumers, make it that way. Keep active. Keep interactive with us. Be ready for the boot camps. It's not too early to sign up. I'm sorry we don't have the exact location and dates yet. We should have that, and we'll have it, in the first week in January. The first show in 2018 will have that for you. But it's not too early to indicate an interest. How do you do that? Just text us or go and email us at truth@consumersrealestate.com.
And I want to close out by wishing everybody listening that I hope your holidays are great and that you start the new year with just a great approach and attitude and that life treats you well.
And remember, the first most important decision you make is, should you become a buyer or should you become a seller? Maybe yes, maybe no. You determine that. No statistics, no data, no agent, no lender determines that. Stay tuned for the Ken Moon Show around the house. Bye-bye.